You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Our universe, with all of its mysteries, is about to come into sharper view with the help of a new telescope that's being built as we speak. It's 3 times bigger than anything available on Earth currently. And joining us now to discuss what the new tool brings to the table is Derek Pitts. He is chief astronomer for the Franklin Institute and also functions as an advisor for the TMT, the 30-meter telescope. Derek, thank you so much for being here.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
How big of a leap is this 30-meter telescope?
It's really a quantum leap forward above other kinds of telescopes that are currently available on the planet. And it's really that big a step for 2 reasons. The first reason is, obviously, its size. Hubble Space Telescope mirror is about 2.2 meters, 2.3 meters, and everybody knows Hubble Space Telescope. The next size telescope up is an 8-meter telescope. The biggest telescopes on the planet right now are twin 10-meter telescopes, the Keck telescopes. This telescope will be 3 times that size, 30 meters. So it will be able to see objects 9 times fainter than the Keck telescopes and far, far better than Hubble Space Telescope. Now, the other thing that goes along with it is a system called the Adaptive Optics System. And the Adaptive Optics System is a way in which astronomers can essentially eliminate the disturbances caused by the Earth's atmosphere for astronomical observing with big telescopes on the ground. So it's like having a gigantic telescope that you might want to put in space because the sky is so much clearer, but instead on the ground where you have easy access to it and easy maintenance and upgrades and things like that.
Let's talk about the location of this telescope. The groundbreaking happened this week in Mauna Kea in Hawaii. Why was that location picked? And also talk a bit about the trouble there's been with the location.
Well, the location is ideal for astronomical work. First of all, the summit is at 14,000 foot altitude, so it's above a lot of the weather of the planet. That's a really good thing. Also, it turns out that the skies are very dark there. It's very cold at that altitude. And there's this wonderful laminar airflow that comes across the Pacific Ocean that can be employed to help keep the telescope components at a constant low temperature. So there isn't much change in size in any of the instrumentation or components due to temperature change from daytime to darkness. And that's a very important piece of this. So that makes it a really good site, as well as it's a really fairly central location, easy to get to, and has enough other infrastructure around it to make it a good spot to work from. There are some difficulties, though. The mountain itself, Mauna Kea, is a volcano. It's the largest volcano on the island there, on the Big Island. But Mauna Kea also is a sacred site to Native Hawaiians. And if you look back at the history of how the Native Hawaiians have revered this location, you'll find that, in fact, they actually restricted their own access to the mountaintop, let alone allowing astronomical observers with large instrumentation to, you know, reconfigure the mountaintop as has been done to accommodate the instruments that are there. So there's quite a bit of sensitivity. In fact, there's some people who really don't want the astronomers to be there with the instruments. And I'm sure that a 30-meter telescope will face the same kind of objection as the other instrumentation has.
The 30 meters refers to the diameter.
Yes, the diameter of the main light-gathering element, yes.
So how was that? How can you even begin to put something like that together?
Yeah, that's a really great question. As recently as the late 1980s, large telescope mirrors were still being cast as one monolithic single piece. There are all sorts of engineering problems that go into casting mirrors that are, you know, say 5 meters in size or 6 meters in size. So when you start thinking about trying to make something that's 10 meters in size, you run up against these engineering limits. So the new method of casting or making these big instruments is that you make much smaller segments that you assemble together into the large size primary light gathering unit you want. In this case, 30-meter telescope will use 492 hexagonal segments, a little over a meter in size, to make up one large mirror.
Derek, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Derek Pitts is chief astronomer for the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia and also functions as an advisor for the 30-meter telescope. As we were talking about in the interview, there's been a lot of tension over the location, and the groundbreaking ceremony this week was halted by protests of Native Hawaiians. The project is expected to proceed as planned. Despite that, it will cost roughly $1.4 billion and will be finished in the early 2020s.